How are you?
Oh, I'm exhausted. 15 weeks. I just got home yesterday.
Oh, welcome home, Ed.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's not just me, Katie, Melissa. We're Jerry's here from AJC.com and the AJC. I know you know her well.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Ed.
Hey.
Ed, tell me about being involved again this year. I know it's the third year, and you helped kind of kick off the inaugural version of Rock Chastain. So here we've got the third year, and I'm so excited about emceeing with you. Tell me about the musical planning for this.
Living in Sandy Springs, we use Chastain Park for many things. My dream was always to drop my boys off at school and go play golf, which I can do because my oldest son goes to Galloway, which is located right there at Chastain venue. And
yes.
Then my other son goes to Skane, which is a school of dyslexia, but it's a mile from Chastain. So just for them to ask, you know, being a neighbor was an honor. And then for it to be successful, and they were able to widen the walkways, sidewalks, add a new facility for the kids' playground, from new playground area to the restrooms, which were a big part, because taking my boys over there, I have boys, it's a little easier when they say, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, there's a bush over there, run, go. I'll see you in a minute. You know, just to make things easier for parents. And it's such a beautiful park in the green area, and just for them to take the time and the community to take the time and support it, I love it. And then on a selfish note, I get to hang out with Kevin Kinney, who's one of my all-time favorites, so kind of fun.
Isn't he great? Well, you know, it's funny because I grew up in the Atlanta area, so Chastain Park has always been a destination for me, too, but mostly for concerts, and I was really shocked about what the Conservancy does and where it is, and people really need to look into it. It's ChastainParkConservancy.org, but, there, you know, you just drive along that street, and you make a right-hand turn onto the golf course. You think you're driving onto the golf course, and you go back in there with the beautiful gardens and the goats and the chickens.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, we're shooting the Sweet Tea video there Sunday.
Oh, you got to be kidding. I love it.
I do, too.
That's really cool. Well, then I'll recognize some of the little spaces that you got to get that goat in there somehow, Ed.
I know. My son's at Galloway, like I said. So the chickens and the goat are over at Galloway. First time I went and picked them up, I'm like, son, there's a goat and a chicken in your school. You got to keep them over. I'm Southern. I get it. But like,
the goat will get out, but it finds its way back. I love it.
Yeah, they get him back. He's good.
So you are the music director for this, right?
The first year they asked me who would be a good fit. And I was like, once again, I'm a big Driving the Crown fan. I feel like they opened the doors for rock bands in Atlanta, and forever grateful and indebted to Kevin and Tim. So I brought them up and Michelle Malone, because once again, another great Atlanta artist. And they were like, let's do it. And I was like, okay. And then when they asked this year, I was like, well, Driving and Crying. I made a couple other suggestions. They know what they're doing.
They do. And you know what? Melissa, she and I were talking when they did the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. Were you there for that?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, for Driving and Crying?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't seen them in a while live. That was a brilliant performance.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, it was very, very, very moving. I got to see two songs because literally we left that next morning. So I had to get back, pack, and get on a bus at 1 that night. But at least I got to witness a couple of songs and just, you know, just to be there and something well deserved and should have been done sooner, but at least they did it, and that's good.
You're playing with the Sweet Tea Project at this concert, right?
Correct.
And you guys have some new stuff coming out. You're filming the video on Sunday, so I guess so.
Yeah, well, it'll come out next year. The Sea Soul, A Collective Soul, is winding down now, so like I said, we just been 15 weeks on the last run. We got some one-offs we have to do through the rest of the year, but the main focus now, we'll start with Sweet Tea. Before the end of the year, Collective Soul's already finished their new record. We have to do 3 more songs, so I'll have that in the can, for lack of a better term. So when I get done with Sweet Tea, crank up the circus of Collective Soul again.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're basically going to go from touring with Collective Soul to going to do some live stuff with Sweet Tea and then go back out on the road probably next year with Collective Soul when the new album comes out?
Correct.
Are you going to take a break?
I'm hoping to take a month, but if not, I mean, I live the dream. I have two bands that are just special. They're my boys. The cool thing is, my wife said the other night, she came out to a show we had, and she goes, it's just so good that y'all's work relationship and friendship's amazing. I said, I know. And then I have the same thing with Sweet Tea, and then Sweet Tea and Collective Soul have the same thing. I mean, like, we get together. When we did our tour last year, when the record first came out, Collective Souls, Dean's other band opened up for us, and then the end of the tour, Sweet Tea opened up Collective Soul. So it's a very Southern inbred kind of thing going on, but everybody enjoys everybody. It's fun.
I didn't realize, and I should have, because I really do love your music, that you had a solo record out. One of my best friends for years back is Peter Stroud, and that he was on that record of yours.
Yeah, that just came out of nowhere. I was literally home for 3 days, and I love Peter. Once again, I'm so blessed to surround myself with people that are not only talented, but just good people.
Yes.
I want to be a better person just hanging around Peter. He's that good. So I had 3 days, and the plan was I was making, for the 10th anniversary of my marriage, from my Kalima wife, I made a record for her, and we knocked it out in 3 days. I had a year to do it, but somehow it just happened in 3 days, and it never was released. It's just a gift for her, and she can do whatever she wants with it.
That is so cool.
So you've got the shows coming up at Eddie's this December, as you do every year, and
correct.
Any ideas yet on who might your friends be performing with you?
Well, Collective Soul has one show. That'll be the last show that year, the night before. So we'll come in, and the boys are so sweet to kind of focus on Collective Soul on the first night, and we'll focus on the new record that no one's heard. So it'll be fun for fans to hear. We'll play the songs that they, of course, know, but we're going to focus on, and it's a good way for us to kind of start learning the songs live. So we'll focus on the new record that'll be out next year. And then the second night will be more based on Sweet Tea. And then the third night, I'm calling every friend I know. I'll see if I have any more friends that aren't in the band. I got to see who really likes me.
Get Kevin to come back and do some stuff with DNC.
You know what? I'm calling Kevin. I'm calling other Kevin from Better Nezra. I'm calling Emerson from Tonic. I'm going to call Elton. I'm going to call everybody I know.
Oh, I love it. Ed, tell us what we can expect Saturday night with the Sweet Tea Project.
We have fun. I mean, I try to have fun anytime because, once again, I always say, you know, you go to the grocery store, I don't clap for the cashier when she gives me my change back. I live a life where my job is where I get clapped for and applauded every time, even if I don't do a good job. I forget the lyrics. They're like, whoa! So I live a blessed life, and we just have fun. And it's a different style. It's not Collective Soul, and that was the whole part of putting Sweet Tea together. It's more, for lack of a better term, I hate generalizing music, but it's Americana. And then, like I said, on a selfish side, I get to hang out with Kevin. And I get to see my neighbors and thank them for making it a great place for me to raise my children, which is the most important part of my life, and to showcase our neighbors and how they give back and how to make a difference.
When I saw you guys over the summer, or actually just a month or so ago, with Goo Goo Dolls at Chastain, it seemed like a lot of your neighborhood was at that show, too.
There was, and there were a lot of cousins there. There were a lot of cousins there. I didn't know I had so many relatives still. You know, at the beginning of it, we were like, who are you? And it was not just in Atlanta. It was everywhere. I'm the second cousin of your dad's brother. And I was like, well, that makes you the second cousin of my dad, too. He's my brother. Like, what is going on? What are you talking about? So it still goes on. We still laugh about it because 4 out of the 5 guys are from Atlanta. And it's fun. It's entertaining to us now. It used to stress us out because you want to make sure everybody's happy. And now we're like, yeah, sure. You're my cousin. Cool. All right, go have fun. The beer's over in the corner. Enjoy yourself.
That's right.
But was playing Chastain kind of a special thing for you on that tour, too?
Of course. And we always liked Chastain. And the Goos were very good to us. It was a fun run. But I think it was the first time we had been home in 2 months. So everybody was kind of excited to play the show, but excited to see their families at the same time. It's always special to play in Atlanta, I got to be honest with you, no matter where it is, because usually we get to go home and sleep in our own bed, and it makes us really happy. You know, we're not around 10 stinky boys all the time. It gives us a chance to shower. Simple things in life that people don't realize, you know, the rock bands really don't do much.
Well, I've got to say, you do so much, Ed. You give back so much, and it's really noticed.
I've always said, Melissa knows this, we've talked about it before, I love this town. This town is where I wanted to raise my children. Not only did I grow up here, my family's here, but the diversity of the city and the way the city gives back, it's just a mature, wonderful city to raise children. And once again, that's my priority in life right now.
I'm very excited to be emceeing the event, so I'll see you Saturday
night. I am, too.
It's going
to be great to see you.
I know, you too. I cannot wait. This is going to be really, really cool. So I look forward to it. I want you to take a nap. And guess what? Melissa and I are going to applaud you even just for talking.
Yay!
Oh, you're applauding me.
So now
absolutely.
We're just applauding you just because you're you. We love you.
Y'all are spoiling me. I can't believe this.